It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. This is Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. Today, we're talking about love and expectations. And of course, everything in this month has to do with expectation, all the different nuances with that word. But today is extra special because we are joining that expectation word with one of my favorites, which is love. And of course, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you recognize that love is not its own word. Love is sort of a compilation of many, many, many other things that, when smushed together in just the perfect way, become love. Now, I love love. And because of that, I spread that love all over social media, in my website, in my live retreats, just about everywhere that I go. And I have to say just about because, you know, I am human. So I do have my moods just like everybody else. But I strive to approach people with love as much as I possibly can. And the way that I can reach the most people at once is through social media. So all of my posts are uplifting and full of love, motivation, and empowerment. And all of these things are approached in a very love, compassion, grace-filled way. So for that reason, I definitely recommend that you head over to Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Twitter, all of these different places, and follow me, Beth Stanko. Make sure you do that so that as you're scrolling throughout your day, you get positive messages at least 2 times a day, sometimes up to 4, from me, reminding you to write yourself love notes, to think of yourself in a kind way, to approach your relationships in more fulfilling ways, to make bold choices. These are all topics that you will see and you'll be able to grasp on social media when you're following me. So with that, let's talk about love and expectations, and love specifically. Now, there are certain things that are just kind of a given in love. Love has to do with respect and kindness and forgiveness and passion. There are a lot of different things that go into the word love. And honestly, all of those things can also be joined by words that make the most sense to us. You know, you could have had a really seriously challenging relationship in the past. And so for you, there are certain words that need to be added to the meaning of love so that you actually feel safe in any declaration of love that you accept or that you give. And this is normal. This is kind of what's cool and funky about this word, to be honest with you, is that you can make it anything you need it to be as long as the basic stuff is there, like the respect and forgiveness and kindness, all of those basics. They all need to be there in order for it to truly be love. And when we're talking about love and expectations, I'm going to share a thing for you. When somebody says to me, I love you, that's super awesome. I think that the declaration of love is really a gorgeous thing. But one of the things that I expect from someone who says that they love me is that they keep my secret secret. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I share with them, I expect that they're not going to go share what I've just shared with all of their friends. This, to me, would be an act of love. If you love me, you understand this about me, and so you won't walk around and share my information. This is part of who I am. And so because that's part of what I expect in a love relationship from someone who declares that they love me, I do the same for people who I declare I love you. Now, there's sort of this general I love you that I definitely feel toward humanity. You know, I've had drum circles with, you know, 40, 50 people I don't know, and I declare to them, look, I love every single one of you. I love you because you've come here to make a difference in your life. You're embracing this challenge today. You're full of happiness and you're sharing your smiles with me. I love that about you. And that's true I do feel that sense of love when I'm in situations like that. But when it's a close relationship, there's a different level or degree to which I feel the love. And all of a sudden, things like keeping the secrets and everything, that goes to a higher level. Like, yeah, I love this person. They're my closest friend. I'm going to keep their secrets to myself. So when I expect something from someone else, I give that to someone else. Because for me, that's the definition of love. It includes keeping the secrets. So I give that freely. I don't even have to declare it. Like, I'll never tell anybody what you tell me. Like, I don't even have to declare it. It's just a thing that happens because that's how I interpret love. So I give that to them. So in this wisdom moment, I want to talk a little bit about trying to change people. When we're in love with someone and we try to change them, we're sort of breaking the trust. Because what is it that you did love if all you're trying to do is change me? See what I'm saying? Now, my husband and I, we're sort of funny. We like our alone time and we are on totally different schedules. I'm a morning person. He's a nighttime person. It's kind of cool because there's really only about an hour during a 24-hour period when everybody's asleep and the lights are off. Like, there's almost always someone awake because I'm up super, super early and he goes to bed like an hour before I wake up. Like, we are very different in our schedules. And from the time we got married, and actually before we got married, people would say to me, you've got to change that about him. You got to change the kind of schedule he's on. You got to do something about what's happening with him. And I always thought that that was just crazy. I fell in love with him knowing that he was a night owl. So I'm going to try to make this work. And if it doesn't work, well, then we break up. That was my thought before we got married. And then, of course, we get married and there's a commitment. Now there's a commitment between two people who know each other's stuff. Like, he stays up late, he drives a motorcycle. Like, I know all the stuff that people warn you about. And I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to try to change it. And so I didn't. And every once in a while, my husband says to me, you know, I don't know why you didn't try to change this. Like, it's pretty crazy that you just allowed me to be like this. And I always think that's sort of funny. Like, it's almost like he's apologizing for who he was. And I'm saying, no, I got into this knowing what you were like. So when I said I loved you, I meant it. I didn't say I love you and then thought to myself, I'm going to change this when I get married to him. Like, why would you do that? I have an expectation that he's going to be the way I've always known him to be. I don't wish for him to change once I marry him. I fell in love with the guy the way that he was, right? And it's funny to me when people go, oh, you got to change this person, when they know that you've already said you love them. And then it goes to the other side where I go, man, I feel sorry for the people they've said they love. Like, you know? Because all they're doing is walking around trying to change people. Expect people to be who they are. Expect people to continue operating the way you've already witnessed them operating. Expect that as the relationship grows, they will continue to grow, but don't expect that things will change that are very basic to who they are and the way that they interact with the world. Now, I do have to say there's one area I kind of want to talk about in regards to this, and that has to do with respect. Because there are times that, you know, you're in a relationship with somebody and everything's going great, and then something sort of becomes a bump in the road for them, a speed bump. And they're thrown off guard, and for a little bit, their personality shifts a little bit. But you know how you are when you're super stressed, or you feel like you've just been knocked down so many times, so you become a little bitter, and you start saying things or doing things which are unkind. And it's safest to do that to people who you've said that you love, because the chances of them walking away are smaller than with people who don't know you that well. Like someone who doesn't know you is just going to walk away. Someone who says they love you, well, you expect that they're just going to stay there and take it because they love you. But here's the thing. Respect shouldn't play any part in any of this. You should always respect. It should never be a thing that's on the table that can be negotiated. So if you love somebody and somehow the respect has left, they've started not treating you kindly, well, then you need to state to them the expectation that you have that they remain the way that they were as far as how they were treating you. People grow and they expand and they change, but respect should always be at play, always. So if you're looking to change someone, don't try to change the basic them. But if one of their behaviors becomes something that is not okay, well, then you state that's not okay. And you let them know what needs to change and you expect that they will change that for you. There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com. So today's chocolate is the endangered species chocolate, Vibrant Cherries and Dark Chocolate. And I've said to you before, I'm not so much into the fruit inside of a chocolate, but I'm telling you, this was really, really good. This cherry was like, oh, it really added to the chocolate. It was super yummy. This was 72% cocoa, non-GMO, fair trade, had a few of the checkboxes going on, but it was, ooh, really, really good. And you didn't expect what it was going to be like when you would bite into it, which was really super awesome. I like a little bit of surprise. Expectations sometimes can lead you to be surprised by yummy things. And that's what this chocolate was about. So for the chocolate moment, expect the sweetness to remain in all of your relationships. If you were approached with sweetness and kindness and gentleness, if you were approached in a way where you were respected and your opinion was valued, then expect that sweetness to remain. And if somehow things begin to sour, stand up for yourself in a kind, respectful way. Expect that they will change their behaviors, but that they themselves will not change. When you see a yummy cherry, you expect it to taste like a cherry, right? You've had the experience of what that's like to have one fresh, maybe inside of a truffle, and now you've got one in a candy bar. You sort of had this expectation of all the different kinds of cherries that you would find in a chocolate. And so when you bite into your candy bar, you expect that cherry to taste like a cherry. You expect the sweetness to be there, to remain there, as you should. And that's what your relationships should be like. If they start to sour, figure it out. Do you have balance in your life? Have you been giving enough time? Have you been devoting enough time? In the moments when you're interacting, are they filled with love? Are you giving love? And not just, oh, well, I love him. No, I mean, are you actively giving love? Are you planning special times? Are you walking up and complimenting? Are you expressing your love in unexpected moments? Are you making things exciting? And if you can say yes to all those things and you still recognize that the sweetness is sort of waning, have the conversation. Sit down, talk about it. Don't blame. Always own your feelings. This is how I feel. How is it feeling to you? Right? Don't blame, even if in your mind you're thinking it's their fault, it's their fault. No, you are reacting the way you are choosing to react. You need to own that and then say to them, hey, this is how I feel, and allow them to comment. Balance is about you giving and them giving. Expect the sweetness to remain. And when it's not quite as sweet as you wish it to be, if that cherry is not quite as yummy as all other maraschinos you have had, then talk it out. Allow yourself to come from a place of love. Don't expect them to change who they are, basically. Just allow them the opportunity to change some of their behaviors.
This is the year to celebrate you. Join me on this unforgettable journey of self-empowerment with an uplifting, soul-quenching program created just for you. This is Celebrate You, where members access monthly content like inspirational offerings, downloadable handouts and journaling pages, affirmations and processes, meditations, journaling prompts, special audio and video content, plus you're automatically subscribed to BethStanko.com so you can be in the loop for new blogs, retreats, courses, and products. My in-person and online courses and retreats have touched so many lives, from professionals to stay-at-home parents to corporate executives who, like most of us, want both inner peace and outward productivity. Sometimes we need a little personal guidance to achieve an empowered lifestyle. It's here. It's time to celebrate you. So while we're on the subject of change, and change is a really awesome thing. I mean, we change every single day. Every opinion that we get, everything that we go through at work, all changes our perspective on things. Or if it doesn't, well, we should allow it the opportunity to give us a little bit of change so that we can grow, so that we can feel challenged, so that we can have our teaching moments, not changing us, you know, who we are as people, but changing our opinions, changing the way that we react to things. These are all awesome things. We can change how we interact with the world around us. We can't change how others do. We can give them opportunity for change, but we can only directly affect the way we interact with our own environments. We can change ourselves. But here's the thing. It's important in love and expectations that you change for you, not for them. So this is what I mean by it. You may be the person who's having all the challenges and the stress, and so you're the one who's sort of acting up and you're not being super kind. And so your loved one may approach you and say, look, this is how I feel. How do you feel about it? It's your time to own up and say, man, I feel as though I haven't been very kind to you. And I feel really sorry about that. It's your opportunity to own who you are and what it is that's going on. It's your opportunity to express the frustration or the stress that you're going through. And if you're not understanding the emotions that you're feeling, it's your opportunity to state that. You know what? I recognize how I'm treating you. I just don't even understand what's happening right now. And then maybe keep talking or journal or do something that allows you to process so that you can get beyond the inappropriate comments or the things that are hurting the person that you are in love with. Then change for you. Change for you because a balanced relationship that's full of love is fulfilling. Change for you because when you have a strong relationship, you always have someone you can talk to. Change for you because when you're in a loving relationship, it is easier for you to express joy in your life. Change for you because making the person you're in love with happy can bring you happiness. Don't change for them. Change for you. Love is a beautiful thing. Understand what love means to you. Understand the expectations you put on relationships that are filled with love, and make sure that you are giving those exact same things to the people who you are declaring, I love you to. Trying to change someone else is folly. You can only change you. So in these loving relationships, make sure that you are balanced in the way that you're communicating, so that if it's an appropriate time to change the way that you're behaving, you're giving yourself the opportunity to do so. Also, make sure that if you're going into a loving relationship, that you're not expecting them to change. If you really love them for who they are now. And don't expect that, well, once I marry them, everything's going to change. That's not how it works, my love.
Because once you get into that relationship and they realize that you're not happy with who they are, things go really far downhill and they do that really quickly. So if you love them, don't expect to change them. Change behaviors that are not kind as they show up by expressing how you feel in that situation and giving them the opportunity to react in a way where they're making bold choices to love you and themselves in a more fulfilling way. Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with Bets Danko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.